You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Snow FM Breakfast with Simo and Jordan.
And that's the way the news goes.
Morning, it is Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning.
And Simo, what should we see hovering above your desk when we walk into the building this morning?
Yes, so I got left a lovely little note inside the building.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to disclose what was written on this note, or shall I?
Claiming that I was a ruler thief, which is an interesting turn of events.
It said ruler thief and a big arrow pointing to where Simo sits.
Now, you know me, I'm very digital. I haven't had to use a ruler.
I mean, yes. I mean, you raise a good point. I haven't seen you ruling anything perhaps in my life.
And we have a shared office space.
Yes, we do. There is a bit of a communal office. So, well, are you saying that you've been falsely accused?
Yeah, but I also know that you're not the kind of person that's going to go in and back me up.
What do you mean?
Well, you're more likely to throw me under a bus than you are to claim that I'm also innocent.
I'm just more likely to try and find out who is the real thief of this ruler.
I reckon I might have a bit of an idea.
Yeah?
The actual ruler thief, just because where our office is a bit of a shared space.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a group manager for the entire network and the entire franchise, Snow FM and abroad. I think he's been in and potentially been using a ruler.
Oh, I see.
And I'm copying the flack. It's a lovely little printout, though, above my desk.
I know, it really is. It brings out your eyes lovely.
It hangs
and it brings out your hands, which you use to steal the ruler.
It hangs me out.
Ruler thief!
It hangs me out to dry pretty significantly.
Simo, so why do you steal rulers?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it something that you started at school?
Well, no.
Just because that's, let's face it, where 90% of ruling happens.
Is this what's going to need to happen? Am I going to have to go and prove the ruler thief in order to clear my name?
Yes.
So much effort.
Well, you shouldn't have stolen a ruler in the first place.
Why can't people just believe me?
Very not believable.
This is SZA, JT as well. Boasty, Post Malone, that was Circles on Snow FM at Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning. 7 o'clock news is on the way.
But Simo, before that, it is time for Today in Tabloids. This one all thanks to Macca's.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good. We're feeling good, hey?
Today in Tabloids, Katy Perry playing a free concert for firefighters in regional Victoria.
Ah, fantastic.
So she's announced that she's going to play a free concert in Bright, Victoria. So that's going to happen on March 11 for all firefighters, their families and regional communities affected by devastating bushfires.
Ah, fantastic. It's great to see all these big names offering support and helping in the ways that they can.
You've got a real soft spot for Katy. Isn't Katy like one of your kind of high school crushes?
I'm a Katy Perry fan.
Also, something a bit more freaky than a Katy Perry, Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga, she has announced a new album, new music. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, when was the last? It would have been years ago.
Would have been Shallow for the film
yes,
that she starred in.
But was that wasn't really an album. That was just a film tie-in song. I mean, it was a very good song.
Yeah, the song went gangbusters, but this time she's got an album. It's going to hark back to her original kind of dance-heavy, vocal, operatic tracks.
Is she going to start getting those crazy costumes? Because
yeah,
she's kind of calmed down on the costumes a little bit of recent years.
I think they are back.
Can we tone them back? And remember the meat dress?
Yeah, I think some of this might be happening.
And when she rocked up to some awards ceremony
in an egg? Yes.
Carried by, like, four muscular men.
Without any shirts on?
Yes.
The egg was, that was quite a time.
What a time.
This new album's called Chromatica. It's out April 10th, so keep an eye on that. Summer's apparently now twice as long as winter's in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, researching this morning. Apparently summers feel longer and longer because they effectively are. Researchers have crunched the numbers and summers are now over 30 days longer in all capital cities and potentially in regional areas, 48 days longer.
Wow, scary.
Cody Simpson, the man with the underpants, get this right, he reveals an exciting new venture as an underwear model.
Okay, so much to digest there. Number one, I like how you described Cody Simpson as the man with underpants. I mean, I'm not going to check.
Yeah.
But I would assume
so.
Most men, and indeed most women as well, wear underpants.
So Simpson, he's turned his attention to underwear modelling as he teams up with Bonds on the release of their organics underwear range. So I don't know if you can now eat them or what the go is.
I wouldn't want to.
Or get organic underwear.
What has Cody Simpson done to get famous just out of interest? Because he's going out with Miley Cyrus. He was on The Masked Singer here.
Yep.
What is he, a singer? Is he an actor? Is he?
Yeah, he's got a new song out.
Is he? So he's a singer.
It's called like Golden Boy or something like that.
I see. He should be called Underpant Boy.
Yeah, clearly. That was today in tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's. Dua Lipa, Blow Your Mind, Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Tuesday.
And Simo, it's been 25 years, but one of the most iconic daytime TV shows is coming to an end. I speak, of course, of Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
It's all over for her, Jordan.
I know. Well, it's a sad time. 25 years Judge Judy has been going on our TV screen. Started in 1996.
Wow.
Just a couple of years ago, Forbes named Judge Judy the highest paid TV host.
Oh, yeah.
After she signed a contract. She said in a statement on the Ellen DeGeneres show the other day, had a 25-year-long marriage with CBS, who are the company that make the show, and it's been successful. Next year will be our 25th season, silver anniversary. It's time to call quits.
Yeah, so we're never going to see her again, but I've got some more some money stats on her. Mm-hmm. So the reruns, so the ones that we watch, there'll still be kids taking days off school under the blanket and being, you know, taken care of through the day by Judge Judy. They've been sold for $150 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. And do you know how many episodes are in a season of Judge Judy?
Well, there must be loads because there's episodes on every single day. So how many episodes do you know?
260.
Oh, so 260 times that by 25 seasons.
It's a lot of Judge Judy.
Look, as much as she's calling it quits, it's safe to say that Judge Judy perhaps not leaving our TV screens anytime soon with the constant reruns.
She's done her job, that's for sure. So do you reckon, how much money do you reckon she's brought into the network in, say, if you picked per year, how much do you reckon she's bringing in?
How much money per year?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I don't. Well, I mean, they're paying her a hell of a lot.
Yeah, this is how much money she's making the network. So I've got a stat here. In 2016, she brought $337 million into the CBS network.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Wow. Good old Judge Judy.
Good old Judge Judy.
Making the cash.
Simo.
Yeah.
As much as we are going to have the reruns on time and time again, it may not be the last time we see Judge Judy on our TV screens, because during her announcement that she's leaving, she did in fact tease that there is a new show called Judy Justice.
I did see this.
Which is coming out at some point next year. We don't know anything about that show.
Well, I assume she's jumping on board the, you know how everyone's doing superhero movies now?
I mean, Judge Judy, Judge Judy's going to wear a cape.
Yeah.
And have a, I mean, I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah, I think that might be what's in the works.
So Judy Justice coming out next year. Again, we don't know what it is. I mean, I hope it's something a bit different. Otherwise, it's not just more of the same. Otherwise, like, well, why did you quit and just change the name of the show?
Maybe she's a cop now.
Maybe.
You're doing.
Is there anything? Maybe she's a lawyer.
Or like RBT. I like the idea of her like pulling people over.
If you get pulled over by Judge Judy, you would be terrified.
Just be like, get out the car.
I'm like, yeah, I haven't done anything wrong, but it's all yours. But yes, Simo, it is sad that after 25 years, Judge Judy is coming to an end, because, well, how else will we find out who is right and who is wrong in cases like this?
27-year-old healthcare aide Lisa Reed is suing her former friend, house cleaner Barbara Loth, for breaking her toilet when she sat on it.
I guess we'll never know, Jordan.
It will be a mystery forever.
In stereo now, this is Girlfriend, playing on Snow FM at breakfast for your Tuesday. Bye, Judge Judy.
It's my birthday.
How good is that?
How good is that?
Baby, how you feeling?
How good is that?
How good is that?
How good is that? Asking the question 20 minutes past 8 absolutely every single morning. It's Simo and Jordan with you. And basically, it's just an excuse to get into an argument, I feel.
Yeah, more or less. We've got some things here. We haven't heard these, so we're going into this blind.
Yep.
They're sort of moral dilemmas that kind of some people in life do, some people don't, some people love, some people hate. We have to try and work out where we stand on them. And you can play along too, 64572977. Give us a call if you want to play along.
That's it. Back us up on our opinionated nature.
Mm-hmm. All right, go for it. What is today's?
All right, here is number one.
Peanut butter and jelly. Sandwiches. 3, 2, 1, go.
Absolutely not. No way.
Well, I mean, I am saying no based on 100% the fact I've never had one.
Yeah, nah, never gone near
so
one.
So peanut
either.
Butter and jelly, they're American. Jelly is, I think jelly is like strawberry jam.
That's my biggest issue with it.
The jelly?
No, the fact that, yeah, the fact it's referred to as jelly.
Mm.
Like, ugh, it's not.
It's jam.
Exactly.
Well, that is one issue. I mean, like I say, I've never had one before, but peanut butter and strawberry jam. Actually, now I think about it, because I've had them both separately, so I know what they both taste like. I reckon that could work.
Yeah, but it's also so lazy as well.
You know what? I'm going to change my answer to yes.
Okay.
I reckon that could potentially, because if you think of like the sweetness of the strawberry jam, and then I reckon that would cut through this stickiness, and I feel like I'm on MasterChef.
Yeah.
The stickiness and like the crunchiness of the peanut butter, all wedged between two slices of bread. I reckon that could work.
I also have an issue in still referring. I'm still on the fact that it's referred to as jelly, by the way.
If it was peanut butter and jam sandwiches, would you?
I would be more inclined to like it.
All right.
Because it all of a sudden has more of an Australian connotation.
Well, if it was Vegemite and jam sandwiches, it would be even more Aussie.
Yeah. If you're going to do something on our shores, get rid of the American semantics. So, also, I want to point out that referring to it as jelly makes it seem like it has even less of a nutritional benefit.
Yes, that is a good point.
Like peanut butter and jelly. And you're quite often it would be probably parents potentially over there in America referring to, oh, have you done the kids' lunch boxes? I can't do an American accent. Where's the Charlie? Have you done the... I can't.
Just do it as Donald Trump.
Have you done the children's lunch boxes yet?
God, that was the most terrifying thing I have heard in my entire life.
I make a lot of lunch boxes. I make some of the best lunch boxes.
And then we make the kids pay for them.
But, yeah, so, and it would be pretty on brand, actually, for him as well. He probably did eat those as a kid.
Probably still does now.
Because no nutritional value, peanut butter and jelly. Because what is jelly?
Well, so jelly is jam, which is...
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
Then why did you say yes at the start of this?
Peanut butter and jelly. Like, jelly isn't jam, would you say?
We were talking about you not listening at the start of this thing. I said jelly, that's like jam, right? And you said yes, and then we talked for about a minute and a half about how jelly is jam.
No, so I back you up on that. It's like jelly, but in regards to what is actually in it.
Oh,
so
I thought it was actually 100% jam. That was just the American word. Is that not what it is?
No, you know this.
Jam's, no, I don't.
Jam's completely different.
Is it?
Yes, you know
okay,
this.
Well, in that case, I have no idea what jelly is.
Who's putting jelly on a scone or a scone?
Well, I don't know.
No one.
Yeah, but good point, but still.
So jelly, like, I get what you mean. I thought you were just talking about consistency.
No, sorry. No. I thought that's what we want was 100%
no,
is.
No, it's a whole other thing.
Okay.
It's a spread.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not just jelly.
Oh, well, I mean...
Jelly is a dessert of which contains nothing but gelatin.
Okay, so I love the fact that this segment is to try and decide whether these things are good or not.
Yeah.
And we've spent 3.5, 4 minutes... And I think I'm even more confused as to what the item is at the end of this.
Okay, so strawberry jam, raspberry jam, you would have had those, surely.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what I said it was at the start.
But it's not jelly.
Hang on, so is jelly... 64572977. What is jelly? Because we have no idea.
I know. You obviously
well, no,
don't.
You don't because you've said it's about 15 different things.
Scissor, Justin Timberlake, JT.
Please help.
25 minutes gone. Loud Luxury, Brando as well. That was Body. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And this is right up there for weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
So the coronavirus, obviously lots of coverage on that, making sure that, you know, trying to slow down the spread.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things going on.
Trying to make everyone stay as safe as they can.
This one over in America, a bit of a different idea on the whole whole thing. They've got a bit of a solution.
Okay.
All right. So Central Florida Police Department have offered a unique solution for stopping the spread of coronavirus. What they've done is they've asked people to bring their methamphetamine to the department. So bring your meth down to the police station so they can test it for coronavirus.
This seems a genius way just to catch criminals.
That's what I mean. I've stumbled upon this. It's not a report. It's clearly just like something they've put out in the public. With the rising health concerns associated with the coronavirus, we're offering free testing of your drugs.
That's BS. They just want to get people to bring their drugs in. Which, by the way, is genius. Can you imagine if some criminals actually think, yeah, no, that's a good idea, actually. We'll take them up on their offer. They walk in, and then there are just cops behind the scenes just high-fiving each other. I can't believe that worked, Terry. It's amazing.
Oh, I cannot contain it. So, being that Elijah got another quote here, this is all from their Facebook page, so I'm not sure if this is legit. Being that there are a large amount of narcotics from outside the US, we want you to be safe. So bring it by our station and we'll test your batch within minutes.
What's the next post going to be? Oh, have you robbed any banks recently? Why don't you come and we'll just make sure these notes don't have coronavirus on them, and then we'll give them all back to you.
We're going to swab the notes. Oh, I've been having to hold on to that for most of this morning. I could not believe it.
I mean, that is absolutely amazing.
How good.
Like, it's genius. I don't have anything else to say. It's just an amazing way. And has anyone actually fallen for it? Do you know?
Doesn't say, but I guess it's a unique solution, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know how much that's helping stop the spread of coronavirus. But it is helping stop the spread of crime in, where was this, Florida?
Yeah.
Gosh. Genius.
Yeah, they're weird out there, hey? Here's another American on Snow FM. Let's get Pink involved. So what? She's still a rock star, right? 7 minutes on the way to 9, Snow FM. I guess I just lost my heart. What? Christina Aguilera, Dirty, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, a flight, a little domestic flight from two Indian cities. It was delayed for about half an hour the other day. So far, nothing unusual.
I guess not. It depends. Are they notoriously quite good airlines?
I must admit, I haven't read the reviews of Go Air Flight.
Did they have the reclining seats issue?
No, this had nothing to do with reclining seats. This had something to do with a passenger being on board the plane who definitely didn't have a boarding pass and shouldn't have been.
Oh, well, check your security. Check it well.
Well, Simo, let me just let you know about this. This flight was delayed by half an hour due to a pigeon being on board the flight and flying from one end of the plane to the other, pursued by the cabin crew.
They didn't sign up for that.
No, someone got their phone out and filmed. Essentially, there's a plane sitting on the tarmac. It's all set to go, but there's a pigeon just going from end to end, up and down the plane, and causing a little bit of chaos.
It is amazing how chaotic it can get when a bird manages to get indoors.
Because if you look at, like, the size comparison, like a fully grown adult compared to a tiny pigeon, like, you would have thought, oh, well, the pigeon's tiny, you know, compared to the adults, so therefore, you know, we're not scared of it and it's not going to cause any chaos. But it's amazing how they kind of start flapping their wings and just making a mess and creating chaos.
Super annoying. So it's interesting how there's a very much a different emotional response, like in a room when someone brings in a puppy or when a puppy comes bounding into a room, you know, everyone's all of a sudden like, oh, like it takes a bit of a turn. Same thing with a cat or a kitten. But then if a bird gets stuck in a room, so I was in the gym the other week and there was a small bird. I don't think it was a pigeon.
It was a small pigeon type bird,
but then everything stops. Everybody stops. We need to try and capture this bird and then get it back to where it's supposed to be.
Outside.
Yeah, no one does that with a puppy or a cat.
Well, it's good that you bring up the puppy kind of thing, because if someone did bring a small puppy on this plane, it probably would have still been delayed for about half an hour, but that's just because the captain of the plane would have been going, oh, look how cute he is. Yeah. He's a good boy. Yeah, no, that will take off in a moment or two. I'm just a little... We're just doing pre-flight checks. Oh, he's a little cutie, isn't he? He's so cute. He's so cute.
Captain, can we go?
It's like air traffic control. What seems to be the problem here?
Runway's clear.
You guys have been sitting on the runway for half an hour. We've got several other planes that want to land. Oh, look at how cute he is.
Weather is good. Please respond. Ellie King, X's, Anno's, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan right here with you. And this morning, I've got a bit of an issue with the slippery, slidey thing that is snake life.
Does this song say slide?
Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, it's close because they slither.
Yeah.
And have you ever actually like touched a real snake skin and all that sort of stuff?
No.
They're not slimy.
Oh, really?
They're scaly. They're sort of like a fish.
Interesting.
To a degree.
Scaled.
Yes, except fish are not snakes.
A pet snake.
As David Attenborough once said.
A pet snake in Australia apparently needed some emergency care over the last couple of hours because mm-hmm. it swallowed an entire beach towel.
Right.
Yep.
The last time I checked, beach towel is not part of a snake's food.
Well,
it's not something that they eat.
Not part of a healthy snake's food, that's for
not
sure.
Part of a healthy diet. Yeah. I've back in school days doing nutrition, you know, you got the food pyramid with like all your vegetables and stuff at one end and then all your chocolate and sugar and all that sort of stuff at the other. No beach towels.
Yeah, but it's like if you squint, look really close, is that a beach towel? No, what is that? No, that's bacon.
How do you get bacon from a beach towel?
Well, the picture's really small.
Maybe it's a beach towel with bacon on it.
Oh, yeah, that could have been. Well, we'll forgive Monty the python. Mm-hmm. 18-year-old female jungle carpet python. I'm not sure about naming a female snake Monty, because isn't Monty effectively a masculine name?
No, I've met a couple of Monty girl
really?
Monties. Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Monty's, it's a snake, so, I mean, let's not get into this debate. It's a hilarious pun on the comedy group Monty Python, and this is a python that they called Monty. I fear that's the reason they've called the snake Monty, not the fact they go, oh, what should we call it? Well, the snake looks a bit like a Monty. It's definitely not a jack.
Yeah, well, they only figured out that it was a beach towel once they started pulling out whatever it was. So Dr. Olivia Clark of the hospital's, Small Animal Specialist Hospital. In Sydney there. She works in the hospital's avian and exotics department, so snake is obviously an exotic pet.
Very much so. So this snake has obviously had a bit of a surgery to get the beach towel removed.
Well, they know. Didn't go under the knife.
No.
Nope. Got the forceps out.
Oh, they didn't go
through... And an endoscope.
Oh, no. They didn't go through the butt.
Okay. No, they didn't. They went through the mouth.
Oh, okay, through the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I think about it, that's a much larger opening, shall we say.
I am not up to date with my snake rears, so I don't know what the size they're cranking.
Well, I'm an expert on them, so no, I don't know either. I assume they would be a size comparative.
So Monty has since been discharged from hospital. So our thoughts are with the New South Wales snake.
And our thoughts are with that family as well that now probably have to go out and invest in a brand new beach towel.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to keep that towel.
Look, I mean, I certainly wouldn't use it again at the beach. Put it that way. They might keep it as a silly memento or something like that. But next time you go to the beach, yeah, maybe just swing by the shop on the way and pick up a new beach towel.
It's better than your other pets going missing, isn't it? You got a 10-foot snake in your living room. It's out of everything to go missing. You know, not your husband, your wife, or your kids, or your...
Yeah, they'd be so much more worried about the snake.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.